Tim Williams, Crawley assistant manager. How important was that to get back to winning ways in front of your own fans?
It's always nice to pick up points at home, obviously. It was a difficult game. We started off very well, extremely well, in fact. But they're a good side. They can play a bit of football. But on our pitch, it's a difficult pitch to play football on. But obviously, we stuck in there. Lads worked hard as a team and obviously got just rewards in the end and a clean sheet on top of it. So, pleasing.
Yeah, you certainly made a good start. You sort of had them really rattled at the back, didn't you? But they sort of gradually came back into it. They had an important spell just after half-time where maybe if they'd scored it might have been different, but you really dug in well.
Yeah, I think sometimes you've got to ride your luck. Once or twice we did, I think, second half. But over the course of the game, we could have been two up after 5 minutes or 3 minutes even. After that, they didn't really threaten much in the first half. A couple of cutbacks, which we obviously did well. Joe Walsh came back in the centre-half, has done particularly well as well for us. But it was a good team performance, and the pleasing thing is they've worked hard for each other and got the just rewards in the end of the day.
And how important is it to get a clean sheet as well? That must do wonders for confidence as well.
It's always nice, I think. If you don't concede goals, you don't lose games. Simple as. So, no, it's nice to get back to winning ways. Obviously, scoring the goals as well. Different players score different goals as well, so it helps them out. But the pleasing thing was that we actually looked solid and looked if we weren't going to concede.
You mentioned Joe Walsh coming for Claude Davis. I assume Claude picked up a knock, did he, at Bournemouth, or was it just a number of games in a number of days?
He picked up a knock. I'd look to see how he is. He's okay, I think. It'd just be a little week or so. I don't know. I'm not 100% certain on that. But I think Joe's come in. Every time he's come in, he's been reliable. And he's a true professional. And I think the fact him and Mark, they both centre-halves did particularly well. Midfielders did very well up against three of theirs, so they had the work cut out. But I say they've got the legs in there and they're very athletic in the middle of the park, so they did very well for us.
Yeah, hard to pick out a weak link today. And Mark Connolly just seems to be like growing and growing in confidence, doesn't he, these days?
As young lads, I think you need a run of games. There will be a time, though, as you develop in your career, you will go through dips. Mark might have had one or two little dips early in the season, but now he's back on song and you can see he's full of confidence. And well, even towards the end of the second half, he's bombing forward. You think he's going to go and have a shot now. But as it is, put a great ball in for Billy to. He was offside, it was a goal, but he was unlucky. But did very well.
And I said how important it is to win at home. It means it just gives everyone a lift, doesn't it? Because, the sides that you hadn't beaten here in the recent games, to be fair, at lower half of the table, it's just good to get back to putting away sides at in the lower half of the table.
It helps you feel better pitch.
So it does. Evidence of the work there, isn't there, really? Because without the work that's gone on, the pitch would have still been as it was before.
We're a good footballing team. They're a good footballing team today. You've seen that. They could try and play on it. But it's a leveller. When we play against teams who we're supposed to win, it levels out for us. So, without something daft, we pick up a lot of points away from home, which is obviously to see why.
What's that? Next up for you is Reading. It's sort of been end a busy period for you, but arguably the biggest match. I mean, there. You could say a Premier League side is there for the taking, but if ever a giant killing could happen, this could be it.
Yeah, it might level out here on Saturday, you never know. But no, I think it's a game, it takes the pressure off away from the league. We haven't got to give it 2 weeks now, we've gone away from that with a win, which is always great. And to be fair, I think if you don't want to play against the best teams in the country, then you shouldn't be a footballer. So I think they're going out on Saturday, our lads, pretty much there's not really pressure on us, I suppose, because everyone doesn't think we're going to get anything from it. But we can perform. We've had the likes of Swansea here, we've had the likes of the other big sides, Bolton we beat. So we've had the teams here, and we know as long as we put up a good performance, who knows on the day.
What about the player that came into the club as well, Latif Elford Alawi, unable to take his place today, but the player you know much about?
Yeah, he was a Bury last season, obviously. We brought him there from West Brom. Good player, very lively, works hard for the team, good bit of pace, and he's a young lad coming through, obviously. And we'd like to give him a chance here. He did well for us last season. He scored a couple of goals important times, and he's a good impact, and he's a good person around the dressing room, so he'd be a good attribute to the team.